Hey everyone, it's Pacific, and welcome back to another episode of Class of 76. Just a couple of quick announcements before this week's episode. Now, you might have listened to Mayfair Watchers Society, our sister show. If you haven't, highly recommend it. We made it with Trevor Henderson, the creator of Siren Head, Cartoon Cat, and a thousand other terrifying Griblies. It's a great show, and I love working on it. And I'm excited to say we've actually put the first two episodes of Mayfair on an authentic cassette tape. That's right. If you have a cassette player in the year 2023, I have great news for you. Now you can listen to your podcasts the way they're intended to be. You can find out more about this cassette tape that is actually very real on blurmachine.com. That's blur, B-L-U-R-R, machine.com. There's a ton of other cool stuff on Blur Machine too, like a bunch of Blade Disgusting merch and t-shirts, which I own a lot of. They're very soft and I love them a lot. And obviously if you guys like the tapes, we'll do more. Maybe some SCP cassettes. I don't know. Anything's possible. But you can find all of that and so much more at blurmachine.com. Again, that's blur, B-L-U-R-R, machine.com. All right, that's enough for me. And now, I have a quick message from our sponsors, and then this week's episode.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Warning! The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will be prohibited. Entertainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain.
Damn phone is ringing. Get your ass out here.
Pick it up for fuck's sake. I'm on the shitter.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, I heard all about it. You must not have seen my notes. Yeah. Yeah, well, I get it. Look, I may have been a user and a fuck-up, but that doesn't mean I'm dense. I warned you. No, I'm well aware. That's not what I'm talking about. If... Yes, of course. I do, you know that. Fine. I heard you, goddammit. I know what to do. Don't worry, Herr Doctor. I got it covered. Goddammit.
Is it the doctor?
No, it was Publisher's Clearinghouse, numbnuts. You're the grand prize winner. They'll be by with your oversized novelty check in an hour.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything.
The hell he didn't. I heard you talking to him.
Yeah, well, he didn't have anything to say to you, so don't worry about it.
He'll call back.
And you'll be waiting with bated breath. Anyways, I'm out of here.
Where are you going?
Same place I go every day, Mother. Out to the lake. Time to earn my keep. Someone's got to keep this little nuclear family of ours in the lap of luxury.
I don't know. He told us to hold tight. Maybe I should...
Well, you and Aspen have a fan-fucking-tastic day doing that. I'm going to get the measurements like I do every day. I know what to do, and I don't need your goddamn permission to do it.
Holly...
What, Ro? You gonna forbid me to go? Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm sure that was the doctor on the phone, and if he needs you to go, I'm not going to stop you.
Well, then what do you want?
We need you here, Holly. There's safety in numbers.
Give me a break. You're in a fallout shelter 20 feet underground. You couldn't be any safer.
I'm serious.
You'll be fine.
No, I don't think you understand. We need three in this bunker. It can't be two. It has to be the three of us.
And just what the hell is that supposed to mean? I swear, man, you are giving me a migraine with all this cloak and dagger mystic bullshit. You didn't say anything about that when Heather was here or when she took off.
There's a certain geometry to all of this. I can't explain it. I just know. If you ain't here, things could, well, they could fall apart.
Could fall apart. That's retro. Things is barely put together as it is.
What I'm saying is...
I'll be back in a couple hours. You can tell me all about your sacred geometry when I get back. Why don't you draw it out for me while you wait?
The kid and I...
will be fine till I get back. Toodaloo!
Hey, what's going on?
Holly's heading out.
I thought we were supposed to hang tight down here.
I guess things changed.
She's coming back, right?
I hope so, kid.
She, seems a little unbalanced right now. Look at this.
She gave you that?
Yeah. It's something, ain't it?
It's her father's stiletto.
It was her dad's?
Those are hard to come by. I hope she knows what she's doing.
All right. I've got Holly headed out to the site. The data she gathers today should help to explain what happened last night.
Let's hope so.
I spent the better part of the night poring over the Halo's data and... and I think I'm on the verge of something big.
Is that wise? Us sending Holly right now?
How do you mean?
Cops are gonna be crawling all over the place. They may even attempt to enter the site. Have you even considered that? You said the gate was left open. Deterrence disabled? What's to prevent that from happening?
You're absolutely right. Law enforcement will be out. But Holly is nothing if not resourceful. There's something else we have to consider, though.
I'm fairly certain I know what you're thinking.
The Foundation. They're probably on the way.
Agreed.
I wonder.
About what?
Your suspicions about Deputy Cooper.
He's most certainly the one. He didn't come right out and say it, but he said enough.
Only because we know their protocols for this site.
Which means?
He'll be coming around for a visit.
He's no fool, and...
what?
I may have said more than I should have about... if he is who we think he is, it won't take him long to connect the dots.
That's great, Elm. Just great.
Well, you'll have to forgive me, Ash. I didn't realize that we were on the verge of murdering a young lady, completely botching our experiment and leaving a dangerous SCP completely uncontained.
Well, maybe if you hadn't insisted on choosing a subject whose genetic makeup had the potential to disrupt our ability to mitigate unknown outcomes, this wouldn't have happened.
Insisted? Is that what I did? We should never have meddled after our own catastrophe.
It's a little late for that now. And given the circumstances, I hardly see any other choice.
Also of our own doing?
Let's not forget, we no longer have the luxuries that the Foundation afforded us. No inexhaustible budgets, no large groups of highly trained scientists, no proper lab even. We're lucky.
Lucky?
Yes, lucky. Lucky that we've been able to make the progress that we have. Even with the setbacks, we are incredibly close to remedying our problem.
Not in my estimation. I'd say my own efforts have brought us closer.
That attitude isn't going to help. And quite frankly, neither is the bickering. And your esoteric pursuits notwithstanding, we still need to pursue this empirically. And everything that's happened in the last 24 hours, we've probably got one last opportunity. And we need...
we need to...
work together.
Work together. Work together, he says. What other choice do we have, Ash?
Precisely.
What are you proposing?
First off, we've got to make sure that local law enforcement is off our trail and clear of the site. It's time for the misdirection.
Agreed.
It's a shame. Our observations at the bunker have yielded as many results as our experiments at the site, but it won't matter if we're behind bars.
So, Aspen?
Yes, and both barrels.
Both barrels? That's unfortunate.
Agreed, but necessary.
Does that mean...
We've got to go now.
Now?
Tonight, to be more precise. The site is incredibly powerful right now, Elm. Especially as a result of your tinkering.
I thought we were worried it was unsecured.
I don't think it is.
Why is that?
I've been thinking about it. If the site were unsecured, there'd be bodies in the water. Lots of them.
And we would certainly be detecting that with our static observation array.
Exactly.
Which means Cooper, or most likely Cooper, was able to secure the site after our clusterfuck last night?
That's the working hypothesis.
Okay, then. So we go again. But I've got to say, I don't really see how this is going to help us. There's a part of me that says now is the time to split.
I think that our goal may have to be reached by an extreme method. One with substantially greater risk.
Substantially greater? I don't want to make my daughter an orphan, Ash.
Nor do I. But unfortunately, we far surpassed the limited knowledge that we had of the site. Or rather, that knowledge is largely obsolete now. As a result of last night's event, the site has fundamentally changed.
So, are we talking about another charred corpse?
I think that's a distinct possibility.
I don't know how you'd expect me to support further experimentation when the stakes are so high and the outcome so indeterminate.
Like I said, it beats a lengthy prison sentence. And if we can just find out how to manipulate the site, we're done here and we can go our separate ways.
That's the only reason I'm going along with this.
There's more you won't like.
What's that?
It'd behoove us to choose another young person.
The telomeres thing?
Precisely. And given the narrow window of time that we have to work in, we're not going to be able to hold our subject prior to our migration attempt.
So you're saying...
I'm saying we don't have time to farm someone from outside the area. We should take one that we've already identified as possessing the correct markers and proceed.
So you're proposing that we abduct another young person right here in Magnolia? All while the Sheriff's Department is literally at the site investigating the death of the last?
I am.
Jesus. I don't see how this could get any worse. Let's say I agree. What else is there? I can tell you're holding something back.
I've already selected our candidate. I don't need you to bring him in.
Him? Him who?
Alberto Perez. I think you know him. He's a friend of your daughter's.
Al? Al! Ren's on the phone for you.
Tell him I'll call him back.
Or you can tell him. It's time to get up either way. It's already past 10 and I'm getting ready to vacuum.
Oh, fine.
Take out the trash first.
Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing.
Are you still sleeping, Perez? You're supposed to be here in like 15 minutes.
Seriously? What time is it?
It's a 10:45. We've got shit to discuss, sleepyhead. Let's get moving.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Well, I'm just calling because I wanted to remind you to bring the topo of 3 Mile.
Yeah, no problem. I got it.
And good boots. It's already muddy out there in the valleys. The slopes are fine, but I've got a feeling we're going to be in a lot of slop. You do not want wet feet out there.
Right. I remember. Hope you know what you're getting into, Ren.
What we're getting into?
I hope you know what you're getting us into. Fucking cop's sons. Just like preacher's daughters. Nothing but trouble.
Nice. Don't worry, Perez. If everything works out, we'll be heroes. All matters will fall like a house of cards in a breeze.
Uh-huh. Did you call Cindy? How's she doing? And Lee? I'll bet your dad put him through the ringer.
Lee said it actually went pretty well. They changed their story, just like we talked about, so there wasn't much more they could add.
Your dad went for it? No suspicions.
Not really. My dad knows Lee and his family, and knows he's not the type to lie, which I think is what saved the day. That, and the fact that Wes seems to really think that there's outside parties at work. At least that's what Lee told me. Said he was asking all sorts of odd questions.
What did your dad say to you last night?
Not a lot, really. I told him the same thing that we talked about. You, me, Elle, and Margo didn't see anything. Just Cindy and Lee coming back scared out of their wits.
There's no lie there.
I'm pretty sure he thought the same thing. So, get your ass moving. Lee and I are going to fill you and Stevens in on what we've been up to, and then we've got a field trip to go on.
Yeah. How about my way? Give me like 30. I've got a shower.
Hurry.
Bye.
Dad! I'm hopping in the shower and then heading over to Ren's.
Take out the trash first!
Okay.
Always with the trash.
Hello? Anyone here?
Coming. Hello. Sorry about that. I was catching the final puzzle there on wheel right when you walked in.
Hello. My name's Harper.
Like peas in a pod.
What's that?
That was the final puzzle. Like peas in a pod.
I see. Name's Harper. I've got a reservation for 3 singles.
That's right. You sure do. Let's see here.
The units need to be adjoining.
Yes, sir. That's what I have written here, Mr. Harper. Ground floor and adjoining. I set aside 117, 118, and 119 down on the end.
That's excellent. Thank you.
119 is a king, if it makes any difference. The other two are double queens.
Good to know.
Anyhow, if you'll please just fill these out, I'll get you all squared away.
No problem.
So...
Yes?
You folks from one of the networks?
Networks?
I assume you hear about the Helona girl. Just terrible.
Yes, ma'am, that's why we're here. But we're not with the press.
No?
No, ma'am. We've been sent here to assist local law enforcement in their investigation.
Oh, FBI?
Something close to it.
I just can't believe something like that could happen here, Mr. Harper. I'm telling you, Magnolia is one of the quietest towns in the state. Little Rock? Sure, it could happen there, but here in Magnolia? I mean, I just can't tell you. Folks leave their doors unlocked here at night. Or at least they used to.
Here you go, Miss...
You can just call me Jean. Everyone does.
Okay, Jean.
Do you think it was them Satanists that done it? Is that why you folks are here? Because of the Satanists?
Satanists?
I heard that's what Deputy West thinks is going on. Satanic rituals, human sacrifice. If anyone knows...
Jean, maybe we could get those keys. It was a long drive in.
Oh, gosh, right. I'm so sorry. I just get to blabbing and one thing leads to another and off I go.
Not at all. I just like to get settled in. I may swing back in here shortly to get a local take on everything that's happening, if that's okay with you.
Oh, gosh, yes. I'd be very happy to assist. Here you go, Mr. Harper.
Thanks, Jean. See you in a bit.
Sure thing.
How bad is it?
It'll be fine.
Well, I'll tell you what. We are properly in the woods now. How far away is the nearest metropolitan area, Hauschka?
Over 300 miles, if we're not counting Little Rock, which I don't think anyone has ever called metropolitan.
That's how we don't need any special containment procedures.
Knock it off. Let's get squared away, briefing in mind in 15. We got a site to secure, a public that needs to be placated, and potentially an evacuation to conduct.
Yes, sir.
Got it, boss.
See you in 15.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Connie. Is the coffee fresh?
Yes, sir. Just sit on the pod out here, and I got y'all one, too.
Can I get you a cup?
Still working on the one from home. Thank you, though.
Sure. God, yes, I needed that.
Kimmy said you lot were here all night. I heard what happened. It's just terrible. That poor girl.
Tell me about it.
How's her mother doing? Beth, God bless her, she's been through so much. First being left with the kids and no support, and the drugs and the men, and now this, her baby. Just terrible.
Well, she's doing as well as can be expected.
I hope you catch the man that did this, Sheriff. Or men. If it's some kind of, cult thing.
Oh, boy. I can see West has already made the rounds.
Just the way they done that poor girl. It's just pure evil. What else could it be?
Well, I don't disagree with that. But he's still got to change my mind if that's what he's thinking.
Well, I don't know anything about what these types are up to, but I sure don't want them here in our backyard.
All I'm saying is, we got our work cut out for us, rumors aside. There ain't no clear motive, very little physical evidence, and no suspects.
Well, if anyone can get to the bottom of this, it's you, Sheriff.
I appreciate the vote of confidence, Connie.
Of course.
Well, I'd better get to it. Morning, West.
Morning, Sheriff.
Where are we meeting?
Connie set up conference room 2 for us. Donuts and a fresh pot are in there. I'm on my way just finishing up a thing here.
Sounds good. I'll catch you in there.
No shit, Andrews.
I know what I read.
Yeah, and what's that?
The Good Book. Every night.
Well, good for you.
It warns us of this kind of thing, Dana. It's all writ out plain as day for anyone who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
I must have missed a bit about murdered kids.
It's the last days, Dana. That's all I'm saying. I know you like to make light of it, but you'd be smart to get right with your creator before it's too late.
You and him can both kiss my ass.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Sheriff.
I see we're already well into it. Where's Donovan and Cooper?
Cooper's down in the basement, racked out. I told him I'd come get him when we were set to start. I'm not sure about Donovan.
All right, go grab Cooper, Dana. I think I saw Donovan pulling up right as I was coming in, so he should be here in a minute.
Copy that, Sheriff. I'll go get him.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Deputy. Come on in. Get situated. Let's get this moving so we can get started.
Sheriff, I've got some slides for the overhead.
Do you now?
Yes, sir. Just a few.
Set it up, then. I hope we're gonna be sticking to the facts here, West.
Yes, sir. Some very uncomfortable facts.
Some uncomfortable truths is more like it.
In this case, they go hand in hand.
All right, well, let's wait a minute to roll out the sermon till everybody's settled.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Deputy Cooper. How'd you sleep?
I've had better.
After last night, I'm not surprised. All right, gents. The county boys are minding the scene for us while we circle the wagons, so we've got the limited time to discuss.
And a lot to cover.
Okay, then. Let's get started.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Hey, Al!
Hey, Mr. Stevens.
You heading over to Ren Kubo's place?
Yeah, how'd you...
I just dropped Cindy off there. Hop on in, I'll buzz you over.
Sure, that'd be great. Thanks, Mr. Stevens.
Please, call me Elm.
How can you do that this early in the day?
It helps me think.
You don't have to, Stevens.
But you should.
Just give it to me.
Like a pro.
Where's Al?
He's supposed to be on his way, but I've got this bad feeling.
A bad feeling?
Yeah. Like he went right back to bed. He didn't seem all that enthused.
Well, why don't you guys catch me up on everything that he already knows? You said all the locals already know about the lake?
You cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Right. Okay, then.
You said this started with Tammy Lynn, though.
No, not at all, but, well, last night.
Let's just say, it's no coincidence where this all went down.
You mean at Whispering Lake, right?
Exactly. The thing is, Cindy, and you'd know this if you'd lived here your whole life like Lee and I, but Whispering Lake, it's got...
a bit of a reputation.
A reputation for what?
There's a rich and colorful history of weird shit happening out at the lake.
One that goes back as long as Magnolia has been on the map.
Weird how?
Lee and I have been looking into the lake for years, on and off. You could call it our pet project. Mainly, we've just been going through old periodicals down at the library, putting together all the pieces for the sake of satisfying our own morbid curiosity about it.
We figured that'd be a good place to start, the old newspapers.
And there was quite a bit there that tells the story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Lee, show her what we got.
Holy Moses! That's all stuff you guys have collected about the lake?
This is only part of it, but there's a lot here, so I'm just gonna read you out some dates and headlines. It should give you a clear idea of what we're talking about.
Okay.
Bear in mind, the paper began in July of 1832.
Which is to say, the lake was front page news right from the start.
Exactly. Here we go. October 13th, 1832. Tanner and Dottie Young found drowned in Whispering Lake. July 21st, 1833. Johnson family visiting from Idaho missing after setting out for a picnic by the lake. January 26th, 1834. Terrence Oliver sentenced to be hanged after drowning his fiancée, Geraldine Mason, in Whispering Lake. September 15th, 1837. Strange sounds heard at Whispering Lake thought to be Indian ghosts. October 19th, 1839. Three men gunned down outside Whispering Lake. It goes on and on like this, year after year.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Hold on, let me just do one per decade. December 11th, 1869, Confederate veteran Hank Hodgson missing near Whispering Lake. July 4th, 1876, centennial celebration clouded by three missing young people. Let's jump into the 20th century. October 13th, 1929, Whispering Lake, site of mass suicide. January 6th, 1934, bootleggers massacre at Whispering Lake. And then, all of a sudden, bam! Big Brother.
Big Brother?
That's right. In early 44, the army finally took notice of what's going on down there.
Here's the headline. January 19th, 1944. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers set to close toxic site at Whispering Lake.
Toxic site, right. That's what you were saying last night, that it was a toxic site.
That's right. That's what we've always been told. Stay away from Whispering Lake, boys. It's as hot as Hiroshima.
But that's just it, Stevens. Lakes don't just become toxic overnight, or without any actual nuclear tests being performed.
How do you know that there were no tests?
There's not a single story about the government even being at Whispering Lake, not before 44. So how do they just show up and declare it toxic?
You tell me.
It's the rise of the military-industrial complex, man. The hippies were right.
That seems a little paranoid, doesn't it? Why would the government be interested in, what, a haunted lake?
Maybe it's more than haunted. Maybe they sent some spooks up here to see if it wasn't some kind of Russian mind control experiment. We really don't know.
But what did they... They didn't do anything here. The army, you just said...
Not before they closed down the lake, they didn't. But they did afterwards. That's why Kubo's country cabin is out there.
That's just old barracks.
That's right, but... Well, we stumbled onto something else.
What?
Some local gossip.
About...
what the army was up to while they were here.
Which was what?
They were digging.
Digging for what?
Well, we couldn't really verify anything. Naturally, it was all hush-hush, but it was likely... We think it was underground bunkers. That was the local rumor, at least.
Out at the lake?
We don't know exactly where, but it would make sense that they're somewhere up 3 Mile, down by Whispering Lake.
There's more.
Okay.
Tell her about the Summer of Blood.
Summer of Blood?
There were more than a few strange things going down when the government was up at Whispering Lake.
Yeah?
For the 2 years the army was on site, all the bad stuff that was typically confined to the area surrounding the lake spilled right over into Magnolia.
Like,
I looked up some old crime statistics at my dad's office. In 44 and 45, domestic violence was up 150%. Assaults were up over 100%. Missing persons cases for those 2 years were the highest ever for the county. And the cherry on top, there were even a couple of murders, which was unheard of back then. Magnolia was all in on Ike's America.
And don't forget the Whispers.
The Whispers?
Right, Whispering Lake. Its name is... What's the word I'm looking for here, Hillerman?
Descriptive?
Exactly. Whispering Lake isn't so named as some kind of romantic nod to our agrarian past, with the winds whispering through the trees or some shit like that.
Nope.
The whispers down at Whispering Lake are real, just like headlines say. And during those 2 years that the feds were on site, everyone in town thought they could hear something being carried in on the breeze.
Come to think of it.
Yeah? Holy shit! You heard them, right? Are you hearing this, Lee? Stevens heard the whispers!
I don't know. Did we, Lee?
I didn't hear anything, but...
I mean, I can't be sure. There was Tammy Lynn, I remember that. But I do remember hearing something else also.
A whisper that kind of... itches?
Itches?
That's how Jack Donovan described it.
Jack...
He's lived here his whole life. His stories about the lake are... well, they're...
If taken at face value, they're the ravings of a senile old man.
But...
they could also be genuine first-hand accounts.
The thing about Jack, he's been out to the lake, back before it was fenced up. Toes in, hips in, almost all the way in, on more than one occasion, the way he tells it.
I don't get it. I thought you were saying the lake drove people crazy.
It does, but there's always loose cannons. Jack Donovan is, or rather was, one of those. He said that when he was out there, he heard his dead mother's voice calling him into the lake. He was only just barely able to scramble out before...
Or he could be full of shit.
That was a definite possibility. But he did talk about... what did he call it, Lee?
The mantra.
That's right. He claimed that there is a spell or an incantation that he recited to keep the lake from taking him under.
Something about not recognizing the bodies in the water.
Claimed it was an old Choctaw legend.
Jack also said that there's always been folks who don't even hear the whispers.
Like you didn't, Lee?
Maybe. He told us about one of his buddies growing up, Gary Crowgut, and how he could go into the Whispering Lake like it was no big deal.
Because he was an Indian?
We don't know, maybe. Lots of folks around here are part Native, though.
Point is, even before the fence went up, most people around these parts never dared to go into Whispering Lake, or even near it.
Because?
Because if you go into Whispering Lake, it'll take you under.
So here's what we know. We know that in the last 2 years, we've seen a distinct rise in occult activity in and around Magnolia. We've got satanic iconography, as you can see here in the first set of slides. All of us have been out to the mills. We've seen the handiwork firsthand. We've also received numerous anonymous tips pointing to possible satanic or cult activity right here in Magnolia.
Okay, let's chew on these a bit. Tell me more about what we've got on that front. These tips.
Okay, I'm glad you asked. Let's see here. Okay, we've got So this may not seem like much, but there is a connection here. Two words. Missing pets.
For Christ's sake.
Missing pets again.
That's right. Like you and I discussed last night. Oftentimes, cult groups will act out their sicko fantasies on pets and the like before they work up the nerve to take a human victim.
And we've seen a spike recently.
Well, not exactly, but since the call for tips, we've had lots of reports of past incidents.
So pets have gone missing in the past?
Lots of them, Cooper. This ain't purely circumstantial. Not when you combine it with graffiti and the altars that we were just talking about.
Look, I've got to agree with Cooper here. If this is what you got, we're gonna have to move on, Deputy West. We're not dealing with a missing person or a possible runaway. We've got a murder investigation to begin, and this is starting to feel like a distraction.
Just bear with me, Sheriff. I haven't told you the whole story yet.
We'll get to it.
Holly Dildine.
Holly Dildine?
Holly Dildine. Holly Dildine is wanted for a string of offenses in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Among her charges are drug possession, drug distribution, assault, resisting arrest, kidnapping, and attempted murder.
She sounds like trouble. Why are you telling us?
Tell him, Andrews.
I ran into Mrs. Dildine approximately 2 weeks ago, right around the time of Tammy Lynn Halona's disappearance.
You ran into her where?
Over at the Shoney's.
Ran into her?
She rolled through the stop sign there on Fleet, pulling into the lot.
And?
Well, there wasn't much to it. I issued her a citation, and...
You didn't bother to...
It was just a ticket, Sheriff. I was just trying to hit my quota. I didn't. She looked normal, acted normal. There wasn't nothing to it, I swear to God.
So, when did you figure out she had an arrest warrant?
I ran her name with 50 or so others that I pulled from recent stops. The warrant came back just this morning.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Solid police work. And do we know anything about this kidnapping charge?
I talked to Sergeant John Temple from Lubbock Police Department.
And?
He says Mrs. Dildine was involved in some pretty shady goings on down in Texas, working for the Mexican cartels as a mule, and get this, a coyote.
Coyote?
A human smuggler.
Bingo, right in one, Cooper.
Is this where the kidnapping charge come from?
No. The kidnapping charge is unrelated to her work with the Mexicans.
Is it also unrelated to the Dark Master? I don't see the connection here.
The person she is alleged to have kidnapped.
Yeah.
Aspen Daniels.
Who is Aspen Daniels?
The son of Argus Daniels?
Wow, Cooper, you're on a roll. That's right, Argus Daniels. The high priest of the San Francisco, wait for it, Church of Satan. Now, Aspen Daniels ain't a kid. He's actually 23 years old and is wanted for questioning about a string of arsons in the Bay Area. One that led to a death.
Why is it being called a kidnapping then?
According to the investigating officer from the SFPD, Holly Dildine forced her way into the Daniels home and abducted this Aspen at gunpoint.
Sounds like a kidnapping to me.
Fair enough, but there's some question as to the validity of the story.
Yeah?
Detective Iverson, he's the lead dick on the case. He thinks it may be bullshit. An attempt by Elder Daniels to get his kid out of the city before they hauled him in on the arson charges.
God dang Church of Satan? You was right, West!
That's California for you. Full of sickos.
So we've got Holly Dildine up here in Magnolia. With the son of a satanic heavy hitter.
Simple arithmetic, right, Sheriff?
And convenient.
Better convenience than coincidence, I always say.
I don't know how simple it is, or convenient. But it is definitely worth taking a look at. Let's get a bolo out for her. If she and this kid are up here in our neck of the woods, and if they've got anything to do with this, I want them brought in for questioning.
I'm on it.
Good work, Wes. But we've still got plenty to look at. Keep all investigative avenues open for the time being. I want no stone left unturned.
Yes, Sheriff.
Andrews, relieve the county boys down at the lake, and as soon as the ME wraps up down there, I want you to start a grid research for that vehicle.
Yes, sir.
Danner, I want you to start examining the evidence from the scene with the ME, and I want updates every hour on the hour.
No problem, Sheriff.
What about me and Donovan, Sheriff?
You two, go home. Get some sleep and back here at 3. Gonna have some long shifts in front of you for a while, until we get this mess sorted out.
Sheriff, I
know what you're gonna say, Cooper, and Don't worry. I fully plan on having you as lead on this investigation, which is why I'm sending you home for some rest.
Understood.
In the meantime, I've got to meet with the press to make sure that folks around here know what's going on, and to see if we can't get any help identifying any persons near our crime scene last night.
And you'll be telling them our suspicions?
No, West. I don't think it's appropriate at the moment. Let's get Dildine and this Daniels kid into custody, and then we'll go from there.
Sheriff,
it's not up for discussion, West. It's my call. Now, let's all get to work.
Yes, sir.
Hey, everyone. Pacific here with a quick ad break and a reminder. You can get access to ad-free episodes for just $5 a month on our Patreon at patreon.com/SCP_POD. You can also find a link to our Patreon in the show notes below. And now, a quick message from our sponsors.
All right, so you guys know that I've been trying to lose weight lately. You know, I've been kind of on the bigger side for most of my life, but I've been able to drop a lot of weight because I've been trying to eat healthier.
You look good.
Thank you. The problem is I can't cook at all. Like, I'm basically just make
I've tasted your food.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Factor Meals before.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so Factor Meals, it's like these easy, ready-to-eat meals that they'll send to your house.
I'm sure you've
heard of services that do this.
Yes.
Where they send food, and what I actually really liked about Factor is it's like, it has to be kind of idiot-proof for me because I can't cook or do anything, but it's like ready in 2 minutes. It literally comes everything together. You don't have to
make anything.
It's all put together in its own thing. 2 minutes. It's not frozen, which actually makes it awesome.
Oh, nice.
You know, the frozen food.
Yeah.
It comes like in a box. It's like chilled, with the cooling stuff. But you got all kinds. So I did the keto one, but they also have like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. They've even got so my wife ended up really liking these like energy shots.
Okay.
That they put in the box that we ordered, where it's literally like just a little shot of different kinds of energy shots that were awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I always was like, I'd see these commercials or I'd hear commercials for stuff, but I thought Factor Meals seemed like something that was really threading that needle and would have been really, really perfect for me. But dude, they had like pancakes, smoothies.
Who doesn't love pancakes?
Dinners and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they have breakfast?
They got like midday snacks. And so I thought it was like perfect.
Get it in, get it done, boom.
If you're just looking for like fast premium options and you don't have to really cook or be able to do anything.
Sure.
Factor is awesome for that kind of stuff. And I thought the quality of the meals, restaurant quality meals that I just could like heat and eat, dude. So it's not like your frozen stuff you get at the grocery store. So if you guys want to try Factor Meals, I'd say go for it because it's really helped me out. And I was actually really surprised. All you guys have to do is head to factormeals.com/badmovies50 and use code badmovies50. That's 50 to get 50% off. That's code badmovies50 at factormeals.com/badmovies50 to get 50% off, guys. Give it a try.
That's half.
I know.
All right, thanks for listening. And now, back to the episode.
God damn it, I'm an American citizen minding my own business, and you've got no right to stop me.
Ma'am, if you can just answer my questions, you can be on your way.
I'm not answering nothing to you, comrade. Last time I checked, I had freedom of speech.
Can you tell me what you're doing out here? And what this... What is this, Daryl?
Looks like some kind of Geiger counter or something.
No. Can you tell me what this is? What you're doing with this?
It's a particulate resonance ampometer.
Just like I said.
Okay, your particulate reconnaissance-ometer. What are you out here measuring? Does it have anything to do with the Helena girl's murder?
You're not supposed to say that. The murder word.
God damn it. I mean, the Helena girl's disappearance.
One way or the other, it ain't got to do with either. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm out here for Strayon and Carter Purchasing. I'm doing geological surveying of potential cut-and-haul sites.
Okay.
And this 3 mile road is on my list, so here I am.
Could have just said that.
Like I said, it's a free country last time I checked.
Okay. And do you have any documentation or, permits?
I don't need permits to walk in the woods, do I, officer? Or to take measurements of the air, the literal air, do I?
Whispering Lake is a toxic...
Oh, whoa. I ain't got nowhere near the lake. I've been outside the fence all along.
Inside the fence, outside it, it don't matter this morning. You're trespassing on a crime scene.
Like I told you, I didn't know nothing about it. Now, if you'll hand over my PRA, I'll be on my way.
Let the lady go, Billings. We're supposed to watch the scene until the ME is done, and then we're out of here. Don't complicate this shit.
The voice of reason over there, Billings.
Okay. I'm gonna let you go with a warning this time.
This is a call going out to all channels. Be on the lookout for one Holly Dildine. Wanted for questioning regarding the Helona disappearance. Dildine is 5'4" tall,
hey,
115
wait!
Pounds.
Call for backup! Miss Dildine! Get back here!
Hey, dispatch, this is Tagger. Give me some backup out here, pronto.
This episode was possible thanks to our patrons. Joining us this week was Dead Straight 3000, Carrot Wolf, Austin Strofman, Luca Luke, Hagiriu, I'm so sorry I butchered that, Friday Baldwin, Call of Jeppy, Darlin Ginger, Ryan Elder, and Alyssa Osceola. Thanks guys, your support helps us do what we do. We couldn't do it without you. SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. Class of 76 was written by F. Cole Serrano. Lee Hillerman was Brian David Gilbert. Cindy Stevens was Madeline Moore. Ren Kubo was Brandon Wynn. Al Perez was Jimmy Furrer. Elm Stevens was Graham Rowett. Thaddeus Cooper was Damon Alums. Jack Harper was John Grills. Dr. Ash Calder was Chris Young. Deputy West was Chud Nelius. Holly Dildine was Krista Lewis. Rowan was Nate DeFort. Aspen Daniel was Dustin Parsons. And joining us in our ensemble, we had Rhys Tirado, Enver Mahmood, Katrina Pacina, Brandon P. Jenkins, Russ Moore, Giancarlo Herrera, Jeremy Ellett, Kale Brown, Vic Collins, and Scott Paladin. Our dialogue editor was Daisy McNamara. Our music was done by Matt Roy Berger, and our sound designer was Dana Kreisman. Our showrunner was Daisy McNamara, and I'm your producer, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. And this is a Bloody FM show.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.